Father Smilo Mangadi. Good morning, Smilo.
Good morning, Father Emil and the listeners.
How are you this morning?
No, the morning is good, nice and bright. We thank God for that.
Isn't that the beautiful, beautiful day today? Smilo, Father Smilo, you have published, or you are publishing a book. I'm delighted to hear this. Tell us about it.
Yes, after a long time of requests, and I've decided to do it. Yes, we are publishing a book. It is a book on homilies and some teachings in simple language for our people on Catholic faith and matters of faith. So we are publishing that book with Marandville Mission Press, and we're going to launch it on the 29th of December in Durban.
Okay, that's fantastic. How did you find the time to do that? You're such a busy person, and you've managed to write a book. Is it a long book?
It is about 150 pages. So Rob can tell you he had to phone me every day, you know, to keep up with the schedule that I had to. It was a busy, well, when I started it, it was easy, but you know, sometimes during the writing, there's writer's block, and you are busy with that and that. And that's something that I really wanted to give up, especially on the editing side of things and proofreading and whatever.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, it was luck that some people had already donated the money for the venue of the launch. So I had to pull my socks and do it.
Tell me now, Father Smilo, does it run through the liturgy, or are they just random sermons that you've thought about and written about and so on? Tell us something about the contents of your book.
Yes, we have to make a decision around that. Obviously, there are many books, as you say, which follow the liturgical calendar and everything. And we thought maybe we need to address some of the issues that are particularly South African, particularly our region, that most priests don't talk about. I've been told that I speak about certain things that other priests will not dare talk about.
Okay.
So I tried to look at those 80 issues, and that's what I wrote about.
Okay, what are some of those issues that you wrote about?
The first one is the one of priesthood. You know, there is one which I think of right now, which we are using Acts chapter 11. You know, when Paul and Barnabas had just healed a lame man, and then people are saying they are gods and they have come down. So, and I'm challenging the whole halo around the priesthood. You know, and my argument is that priesthood is just a ministry like any other ministry in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we need not put a halo around it. It is a special ministry, of course, but the halo that has been put around the priesthood becomes the downfall of the priesthood, actually, in itself. So those are kind of edgy issues that we are talking about in that book.
Okay. And you said it's about 150 pages. And what's the price of the book going to be? Any idea?
Yes, the price of the book is going to be 100 rand. That's what we have agreed upon.
Okay, well, that's a very, very reasonable price, I think, for a book. 100 rand, yeah. And have you got your first printing? How many are you printing?
We are printing 1,000 right now. Oh. And we'll see how it goes, and then we'll reprint. But also, I must mention to you, Father Emil, that the book is in Zulu, and some people have expressed some reservations with that. Maybe we'll translate later. But I felt it was also a very difficult decision after prayer. So we wrote in Zulu for a couple of reasons. The first one is to honor the servant of God, Abbot Francis Fana, who first published Catholic Zulu literature at the turn of the last century, you know, 18-something already.
Mm.
He published something in Zulu. That is his honor, and to pray for his canonization,
okay,
and beatification as well.
Right.
The second one is the you know, Vatican Council II, when you read it, it says we move from Latin to the vernacular.
Mm.
And, you know, if you read also Acts chapter 2, especially verse 10 and 11, at the descent of the Holy Spirit, the people are amazed that the apostles, being from Galilee, they can speak all the languages. They say we have heard them talking in our own language is the work of God.
Mm.
But also the government, you know, you've got that pan-African language board, whatever you call it, trying to promote the other local languages. So I felt then, for those reasons, maybe my first book should be in Zulu. It can be translated. But may I say also, there's another one coming up soon next year, but we'll talk about that one later.
Okay. Wow, you're becoming quite a prolific writer. You'll be known on radio, on the pulpit, and as a writer, my goodness. But tell me, Father Smilo, is this book going to appeal only to Catholics?
No, not really, because also it's a very ecumenical, we are challenging the ecumenical, how we respond to the ecumenical context that we find ourselves in, actually even interfaith context we find ourselves in South Africa. You know, Catholics, we are just 6-7% of the country, and then you have other religions, African independent and even Islam and whatever, and then you have some topics there which deal with such issues, so that we are able to live, you know, that peaceful coexistence, so that what is happening in the other parts of the world does not happen to us. Yes. So it is appealing. And also the examples that are put there, it's in a very simple language, you know, practical examples that everyone can appeal to. And some other aspects of the book are motivating people from different, you know, I'm thinking like the one which says we are all important. I put many different stories there, you know, stories about body parts, stories about broken clay pots and whatever, which appeal to everyone in a motivational way.
Mm. And is there any connection in your book to some of the programs you've done on radio?
Yes, I'm one person first. I'm fed from the same spirituality, if I may put it that way.
Yes.
So yes, so that will appear somewhere, that it's the same person writing, it's the same person talking. But also there is some development, which was also another big problem, because we started working on this earlier this year, and then there is sometimes a development of thought and development of reflection and movement, you know, from a certain level of faith to another level of faith personally. So sometimes then when I read, that's why I was saying proofreading and editing was difficult, because sometimes I came, I said, I don't believe in this anymore. I've grown a little bit further from this. Then I had to change it. But Rob said, look, by this day you must be finished, whether you believe it or not, it must be here in my desk.
And one thing I wanted to ask was, are you writing just from yourself, or are you actually responding, for example, to some of the challenges that people might have posed to you?
My background, yes, I think so. My background, you know, I started being, you know, this person on the franchise back in the seminary, and the rector even sent me to Catholic radio in Lesotho. Of course, I made many blunders there because of the language issue. But I've always been this kind of person, and many people have felt comfortable to ask me certain difficult questions. And the social networks have helped or have enhanced that ministry a lot. You know, I spend a lot of time my evenings on social networks, not just chatting time away, but responding to people's difficult questions about life, about faith, about many other things. Yes, so to a certain extent that transpires also in the book.
Have you dealt with any controversial issues in the book?
You know, being a person of controversy myself, I don't know what will be more controversial to me. I've been told many times I'm too controversial, I should tone down. Yeah. But I think, yeah, there are many issues that ordinary person will think they are controversial, but they are not controversial to me.
Yeah.
You know, Pope Francis inspires me, you know, so much that we should speak honestly and listen humbly.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been trying to do in my life. So I'll be waiting for reaction from people, and I'll be listening to that when people react to the book and point out and put up criticisms and so forth. That will be my time for listening humbly. But that book is me talking honestly.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on that, Smilo. I'm really happy that you've done that. So it's going to be launched on the 29th of December. Where?
Right now at Dennis Haley Center in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
But we might change because the numbers are becoming too much. Johannesburg is bringing already buses full. They're thinking of a second bus coming from Johannesburg. So we might change. We'll keep people informed. But for now, it's Dennis Haley Center next to the Emmanuel Cathedral on the 29th. The proceedings will start at 7:00. 12:00 and then we follow a revival, a whole night revival, prayer revival, also to help people to get into the new year in a spiritual plane.
Okay. And what's the book called?
I took the Latin phrase, I think you'll know it, Father, Tolle et Lege. This is what that little boy, who is supposedly an angel, told Augustine when he was taking a walk along the beach, you know, take and read, Tolle et Lege. So that's what we have called the book, Tolle et Lege, in Latin, because I'm still very Latin very much. Well, but the book itself is in Zulu.
People will look at that and say, what's that? And that'll be a bit of an encouragement to take and open it and see. Tolle et Lege, yes. Well, Smilo, thank you. Congratulations for on this book. I hope it goes well, that you won't sell just 1,000, but maybe 10,000 or more. Let's hope that it's going to take off, not just in the Catholic Church, but in the whole Christian world in which we live here in South Africa. Well, it's nice to know that you're a busy man. You've done so well over the last few years. It's a pleasure having you on Radio Veritas. And now you've produced a book which, please God, is going to touch the hearts of many, many of our Zulu speakers.
Yes, Father, thank you very much for the opportunity as well. So if people are interested in the book or going to the launch, they can call me on my personal number, 072-110-8613, or meet me on Facebook, which is even easier. My name there is Don Similo Mngadi, Don Similo Mngadi. You know, Don like Italian priest.
That's right, Don. And is it S-I-M or S-apostrophe M?
No, S-I-S-I-M-I-L-O. Yes.
Similo. Don Similo Mngadi on Facebook. Otherwise, they can call you on 072-110-8613.
Exactly, Father. Thank you.
Great.
So much.
Similo, thank you very much indeed. And thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, Father.
God bless you. There we go. Father Smilo Mngadi, the press officer at the Catholic Bishops Conference in Pretoria, launching his new book, Tolle et Lege. Take and read. It's a book in Zulu, and it touches on many, many interesting subjects and controversial issues. And I wish I could read Zulu, because I would certainly read it. But please God, it'll take off and be a great success.